Where's Bill Pulte? He's around here someplace. He's done a great job.
Federal Housing Finance Chief Bill Pulte, close confidant of the president, will now be the highest-ranking intelligence official in the government, despite having no experience in spycraft or national security.
I see no evidence of any qualifications for that job.
The move sparked bipartisan concern. He's ill-equipped to oversee the nation's spy agencies, including the CIA. The White House, represented at the daily press briefing today by Medicare Chief Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Dodged questions about his qualifications.
You're a heart surgeon or a heart doctor?
Yeah.
Would you recommend a patient go see someone who isn't?
You're asking the question with the premise that Bill Pulte is not qualified. I don't know anything about his situation.
Democrats note Pulte used his perch at the Federal Housing Finance Agency to send criminal referrals to the Justice Department, accusing President Trump's political enemies of mortgage fraud.
The idea that President Trump picked this guy, I fear, to use all the information in the intelligence agencies to potentially go after Trump opponents.
News of Pulte's appointment came as Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Capitol Hill once again called for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Today, the U.S. disabled a tanker trying to evade the American blockade.
That has to open immediately. And that has to open immediately in exchange, not for anything else other than us lifting the blockade.
But he faced a tough grilling from Democrats.
You keep telling us how we're winning this war. The president keeps saying,
well, the war's over.
Completely annihilated. The war is not over. And yet the American people see how we're losing at the pump and with their costs. And yet this thing still hasn't been resolved.
On top of serving as the acting intelligence chief, Bill Pulte is set to continue leading the Federal Housing Finance Agency and serve as chairman of the government-backed mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.